Yeshiv Kabbalah is a non-profit organization founded for the distribution of the wisdom of Kabbalah and its values. It serves to support the growing need for a spiritual movement and promotes the self-education of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and therefore empowers the student to achieve his or her life goals. Learning the original principles of this wisdom can reconnect us with the true values of our society, including the belief in the dignity and freedom of man, democracy, and the freedom of speech.
Hey, Chostov, happy new moon of Gemini for everyone. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What do we have over here? The month of we're just entering tonight to the month of Sivan, the sign of Gemini, which is, according to Kabbalist, is a very powerful, important month. And let me try to go into the just starting with the secret of this month. In the Zohar, the commentary on Parashat Yitro, verse 235, there's a very nice explanation. And it says, "B'chodesh ha'shlishi letzed bnei Yisrael v'gomer." On the third, this is from the book of Exodus, chapter 19. On the third month to the Exodus, okay, on that month, the ruler of that month is the angel Uriel. You know, there are four major archangels. There is Michael, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. The fourth is Raphael. The four archangels. And the Zohar is saying that the ruler of the month of Gemini, the third month, is the great overseer, or the great ruler, which is called Angel Uriel. Because Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, the first 3 months in the Hebrew calendar, or they are basically, Nisan is another name to the lunar Aries. Iyar is a name for the lunar Taurus, and Sivan is the Hebrew name for the lunar Gemini. And they are connected to Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. So you have also Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, then Aries, Taurus, Gemini. They're connected to three forces that are called by Kabbalah Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Or these are the three forces of Chesed, is the energy of sharing, Gvura, the energy of receiving, and Tiferet is the energy of balancing the two, which is called also Saint Column. So the angel Uriel, the archangel Uriel, he is the ruler of the month of Gemini, and there is 365 armies of 10,000 angels each. Okay? With him. Like the number of the days of the year, which are 365 days of the solar year. We know the lunar year is 355 days. Okay? And all of them, וכולם יש להם שסה מפתחות של האורות. All of them, they have 365 keys of different lights. מאור ההוא יוצא מתוך החשמל העליון הפנימי, from that light that is coming, from that divine חשמל, that is translated into modern Hebrew to electricity, but חשמל is much more than that. Chashmal is more than electricity. It's electricity. The electricity that we know, that we have in the wires, is just a little manifestation of the original, like chashmal, that the word means. We're talking about a very powerful metaphysical energy that is internal. It is hidden, ganuz, vestum, and covered. Shesodot ha'otiyot hakdoshot ha'elyonot shel Hashem ha'kadosh tluyot bo. And the secrets of the holy letters of the holy name are in this chashmal, in this what we call electricity. Okay, so what is the Zohar talking about? So we have to understand The universe, according to Kabbalah, has structure, a very organized structure. And if we go to, this is the Zohar, it's 2,000 years old, but there's an earlier book, which is called the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah. The Zohar was written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai some 2,000 years ago. Sefer Yetzirah is written by Abraham the Patriarch some almost 4,000 years ago. And what does Sefer Yetzirah say? Sefer Yetzirah is basically, when you read it, it's not a book, it's more a book of cosmology. And explaining the structure of the world, and he's saying that the world is being created by 22 forces that can be manifested in our physical world as what we see the Hebrew letters, the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? If you notice. How do you say, alphabet? You say in English alphabet, but does it mean anything in English? Alphabet? No. If you want to, how do you say it in other languages? Even Russian, whatever. Aleph, bet, alphabet, alphabeta, this is a Greek. The alphabet has a meaning only in one language, Hebrew. Because, basically, this alphabet is, according to the Kabbalists, the original alphabet in the creation. That this alphabet existed before there was a creation, because these are the building blocks of the universe. So there are 22 basic forces, the universe is structured of them. And these building blocks of every living thing or every existing thing, every power that we know, is manifested in the physical level, in a way that our senses can catch, as what we call the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? Which is a study of itself. And he says over there, Imlichot Aleph Baruch V'Kasher Lo Keter Tzefam Zayin Zech Tam Be'Avir Ba'Olam. And he's starting to say that the Hebrew alphabet is made of 22 letters that are divided to three groups. First three letters are called the mother letters, which are Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Aleph creates, as Sefer Yetzirah says over here, is the element of air. Air. And air is the energy of Aleph. And air is the energy of central column, circuitry, and completion, harmony. Mem is maim, water. Okay, water is the energy of sharing, love, and kindness. Shin is the energy of fire, esh. Okay, you hear the shin in the esh, and the mem in the maim, water. Okay, and esh is fire. Fire is the energy of receiving. Why? You see that fire, in order to exist, has to take. The moment fire stops taking, it stops existing. So, fire is taking, water is giving, and the air is that element of anus. We know them more from science classes. Okay? As you have the plus, minus, and the filament, or the resistor, in every electric device. Correct? A light bulb, plus, minus, filament. Or we learn it, we know also about the atom. It has, every atom has a proton, electron, and a neutron. Correct? The proton is the plus. The electron is the minus. The neutron is the one who balances between the two, because without the neutrons, the atom cannot hold together. Okay? Same thing. Every human being is using two legs. He's using the right leg. He's using the left leg. And if he's using both of them balanced, he can walk forward. Right? If he's not using them balancedly, he cannot walk forward. If you use excessive use of one leg, you start going in circles. Right? So, also, every human being has two forces that are the desire to receive. Without it, you cannot exist without taking. Because if you stop taking, you stop existing. And also, the desire to share, because it's also a basic need of a human being. To share, to take, and give. Now, the question is, how do you balance between the two? Many times we find ourselves giving too much, till we're drained. Taking too much, till we're burned. Right? So we have these two forces. So, the magic is to learn how to balance between the two. And then, that's the secret of healthy, positive, beneficial living. Okay? Now, so we have three letters. After the first three letters come another set of what is called the doubled letters. The double letters are the letters in Hebrew original alphabet. They have two sounds. A soft and a rough sound to each letter. For instance, the bet. You have a bet and a vet. A rough and a soft sound to the same letter. Okay? For instance, another letter. Pei and fei. Okay? So, these are the letters that are called the double letters because they have double sound. These letters are the letters that created the forces that are represented in the world by the seven planets of the solar system that can be seen by the eyes. The other three planets, they are symbolized by the first three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, and they are more general, whoever knows more than astrology, they are more like general energy and more like the three basic signs. So you have, or elements. So you have Uranus, which is the air. Neptune is the water. And Pluto is the fire. Okay? These are the three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Altogether, you have 10 in the system, in the solar system. Now, seven planets. Each one of them has a power according to the letter that rules it. And then, how many do we have left? 3, 7, and 12. 12, that's exactly 12 signs of zodiac. So if you understand the secret of every letter, you can understand the secret of every zodiac sign. Now, we have some more. Which means if you really want to understand the power of the month, it says in the Zohar that in the same portion of this article that we're reading from, that the same way I want to know what does a person feels, what do? You know, when a person say, I feel happiness, where do you feel happiness? You know, some people feel in the heart, some people feel in their mind, whatever, but where? But if you want to know how does a person feel, where do you look? Do you look at his heart? You look at his face, right? You look at his face, because in Hebrew face is panim, and panim is the same letters as pnim, which means inside. So the person's face reflect what's going inside. The same thing, most people here, I'm sure, working with computers, right? You look at the computer monitor, the screen, and where does it happen? You know, let's say there's a whole news or an article of some information, scientific information on the screen. Is it happening on the screen? No, it could be happening if you're on the internet. Could happen, be happening where? In a computer some thousands of miles away, correct? But do you need to look that some thousand miles away, to know what's going on in that computer, what's the information in that computer? No. You look at the face of your screen. Is that clear? Because the screen is the face. It reflects what's inside. The Zohar says the same way. If you want to know the mood of the universe, how does the universe feel today? You look at the face of the universe, which is the stars. The stars are the face of the universe. When you look at the way the stars are set up, it's not that it feels like this over there. It is. It's not that the stars affect what's happening over here. The stars are just reflection of the energy frequencies that we are living in. It's like we're living in a soup of energies and influences. That's where we live, as human beings. We're affected from them. Some people are aware of it. Most people are not aware of it so much. And there's all kinds of research showing that we are affected from what's happening in other planets. I don't want to go into that. But we are. Because how do you explain that one morning you wake up totally happy and another morning you wake up totally miserable? Right? And you feel happy in the morning, you feel upset in the afternoon, in the evening you feel, you know, kind of relaxed. And you don't understand what's happening. What's going on? There are kinds of influences around us. That these influences, by the way, they change all the time. And because a human being, what is he looking for all his life? The resting point. He's looking for safety, that to make sure that everything that is today will stay tomorrow. If we will be allowed to do that, we'll kill ourselves very soon. So, if you want somebody to move, and he's really insisting to stay put, what do? You move the earth he's standing on. Right? So in order to stay standing, you move the earth. So here, we are just in this like soup of energies that we live in. This is the atmosphere we are in. And the Creator created the universe in a way that are waves of different energy all the time. And they're changing. And you have to either surf the waves or drown. So it forces you to move on, to change, transform. And not just this, that you change, transform. Let's say the month of Aries starting. And you're not used to all of these like bubbling energies. But finally you get used to it. Then Taurus. And here everything is looking for safety and boundaries. And all kinds of something totally else. And you already relax with the Taurus and you're getting ready to hold on to whatever is dear to you, as Taurus do, and then comes Gemini. And it's all, everything is so flaky and in the air, and everything is like ideas. And once you're here, once you're there, and you're totally sure about one thing, and the next moment you're sure about something totally else, and you have no problem with it. At all. And people look at you, it's like, are you really sure that you... Well, what's the problem? No problem at all. And you love this, and you love the opposite. And you love the night, and you love the day. And you love the sour, and you like the sweet. And it's all okay. And you're once here, and you're once there. And you're just being excited for one thing, and you're bored from that thing in the next minute, and you're looking for another excitement. Okay? Which is totally opposite than Taurus. It is always like, you know, trying to stay in the same place and to stay cool and stable. Okay? And after you become so flaky and you don't even, you know, when you feel something, you're not sure it's feeling, maybe it's some butterflies or indigestion. That's for Gemini. But when you come to Cancer, it's all about what do I feel? What do I feel? What do I feel? How does he feel? What do I feel? And how he feels and they feel about me. And it's all we feel and we feel and we feel. And you're always about feeling and nothing else is... What about thinking sometimes? I think about it, I feel that. And, you know, if you really go to, when you read about the 12 letters of the signs of the zodiac, Abraham says it's not 12, it's not one letter for each sign. Each sign has 12 letters, and they are organized in a different sequence. That the letter of the month is the first one, the dominant, but shows that every human being has all 12 signs, and every month that one comes to stand in the front, and then it's another me that is starting to, like, who is this person inside me? And you have to get used to that. Till you got used to the other one, you have to go, so who am I? Okay? And that either it forces us to change, transform, and enjoy living, and to get out of being stale, or we become frustrated because we don't get the game. Whatever we're trying to learn the game, it's changing all the time. So after a while, if you're not really realizing there's a game and there's a structure, you simply give up. And you become miserable and bitter all the time. You know, as we said, you know, either when there's a wave, either you surf the wave or you drown. So they drown in Aries, and they drown in Taurus, and they drown in Gemini, and they drown in Cancer, and they get the worst of them all. That's why every letter, remember we spoke about the 7 letters that are doubled? You can get the harsh aspect of that planet, or the soft aspect of that planet. Your choice. Because some in regular astrology, conventional astrology, not the Kabbalistic one, they say some planets are good, some planets are bad. No, every planet has a bad aspect, good aspect. Whose choice is it? Mine. Okay, so so all of this like changing moods, and it's not just changing from one sign to another. Within the sign it's changing. And there's a lot of stuff that is changing all the time. We've learned some astrology, but all of this is to give us different aspects of the personality of each one of us. Because our personality is very sophisticated, very complex. And different aspects come out every day, every month. And they are like, what did we say before? That the angel Uriel has 365,000 armies of angels with him. What do you need so many angels for? It's every angel is a funnel for another frequency, for another energy, for another feeling, for another light each one of us can reveal. Okay. So then, the Zohar continues. And the Zohar says in verse 236 in Yitro, V'yu razad ishtam. This is the secret of Ishtam. Who was named Ishtam? Jacob. Tam means complete. Complete. And Jacob was a complete person. Why Jacob a complete person? Why nobody else is complete? Here we get the Bible teaching us the same game. Abraham. We learn about Abraham. The guy was such a loving person. Did you hear? He had a house with door in every side. So if somebody coming from the east and he wants to get in to eat and drink, he doesn't have to go around. So he can go right through the eastern side of the house. If somebody comes from the west, there's a door from the west. You don't have to go around. And when Abraham was 99 years old, he was circumcised. Circumcised himself. You know, that's good enough reason to lie in bed for a few days. On the third day, that it's the most painful day, commentators are saying, he couldn't be like this anymore. He was sitting outside and looking for guests. Hello, you're 99 years old, you can lie in bed and send somebody to look for guests. No, he has to sit outside. It was a terrible heat wave that day. Still he was sitting outside and was very upset there were no guests. So God is sending him three angels as guests. He sees the angels, he gets up and he's running towards them to serve them. What is that to show? About unconditional giving and sharing, because Abraham symbolized the energy of sharing. And that, why do we need to hear this gossip about Abraham? It was the third day. It was painful. There was a heat wave that day. It was 4,000 years ago. Who cares? It's about to show us that we're not talking about Abraham. We're talking about that aspect of our personality of sharing. When it's activated, we can be in unconditional love and care for other people. Isaac was drilling wells all the time. He was looking to take something. So Isaac was the guy that is the last column in the aspect of receiving. Can you just exhale and not inhale? You need both. You need to receive and you need to share. You need both. And both are okay. The same thing. Can you have a light bulb lit without a plus or without a minus? No, you need both of them. Neither is good, neither is bad. It just is. Makes them good or bad if they can live together in peace. Who puts them and completes them to be in peace? That's the third force, central column. Jacob, he was always trying to balance between all what's around him. Right. He didn't have a good, easy life, but he balanced it. He came out with results. 12 tribes, right, till now. That's Jacob. That's why it says a complete person. When are you complete? Not when you're giving. You're not complete when you're receiving. You're complete when you're doing something that is kind of paradoxical. You receive in order to share. Can you inhale while you exhale? Can you? No? So how can you receive and share simultaneously in the same time? That's something you have to learn. Because most people, either they have an urge to give, they have an urge to get, but very few realize that the secret of balance is giving and getting in the same time. It takes a lifetime and maybe more than one lifetime to get it. Business, health, balance, sustenance, everything is understanding that concept. How can I take while I'm giving, give while I'm taking? Because if I just give without taking, as I said, well, I'm going to get drained. If I just take without giving, I'll be burned up. How can I create that circuitry? This is the secret of life. Understanding that concept, which is kind of unnatural. Because we, as we said, either we give or we get. And we don't think it's crucial to control that. We don't understand that the source of our depressions, bad luck, misfortune, all what you call darkness in our life is because we have no idea how to create that magical circuitry. Okay? You look at your heart. It's pumping in, pumping out. What if the heart pumps in more than it pumps out? It will burst. What if it pumps out more than it pumps in? It will shrink. Right? You have to be balanced all the time. For the heart is a machine that can, then thanks God, we don't have to think about it because otherwise we'll mess it up. Okay? But in our minds, this is the most important thing. So, now you understand why the Zohar continues to explain that in the shape of Jacob, so if you want to understand the secret of electricity in the light bulb, right? That it flows and flows and creates light. What's the secret? That the filament is working. What is the filament doing? Balancing between the plus and the minus, not allowing them, because what happens if you put the plus and the minus together? What does it mean, short circuit? There's going to be a flash, right? A blow, and then darkness, correct? No flow. What happens in our lives? When we just go with our urge to give, who cares? Who cares? I want to give, I'll give because I feel like giving. Or when we take, I want to take, I don't care about anything, I just want to take the way I want to take. What happens? We have a flash, and then we have a crash, correct? That's the secret of all our troubles. That's how it works. If we learn how to connect to that force that Jacob, the complete person, symbolizes, this is the secret of the inner electricity, the divine hidden electricity. And it's connected to all the upper divine lights. And from there they all leave and go, spread. וכל המחנות של המלאך אוריאל הנזכר, and all the armies of angels of the archangel Uriel, אוחזים אלו המפתחות, they are holding the keys of that light that comes out of that חשמל, that cosmic spiritual electricity, which is the light of life. ואורה הוא כלול בבית אורות, and this light is included of two lights, ימין ושמאל, right and left, והם באור אחד, but together, in him, there one light. How can you breathe in and breathe out at the same time? How can I receive and share at the same time? Who cares? Yes, you do care. If you want to have luck, bliss, flow, life in your everyday life, and you want to experience that energy that is called health and bliss and good luck and all the good, this is the secret of these two lights, to make them one. Or Harishon, first light, who Or Lavan Sheinayin Sholetet Bo. This is the light, the white light that the physical eye cannot see. Vezer Or Ganuz Tzadikim. This is the light that is hidden for the righteous people. What does it mean, righteous people? When we have a moment of total balance of love, spirituality, sharing, caring, and at the same time receiving, of complete awareness, we experience that feeling that is called bliss. This moment of bliss is experiencing total fulfillment. This total fulfillment that is called also, in another word, enlightenment, light, is experiencing that hidden light that God said, let there be light. Remember? In Genesis 1, God said, let there be light. But the physical light, sun, moon, the stars, were created only on the fourth day. What light was that? It was not a physical light. This is the light we're talking about. It's a light that every human being is looking for fulfillment. Okay? And the second light, Or Sheni, Or Notzetz Veloet Kemarei Adom. The second light is shining, burning light that is red. This is the light of the left column. And included in this, the two lights as one, and they became one. And the angel Uriel had the power to unite the two lights, the white light and the red light, into one light. ואוריאל הזה הממונה הגדול וכל אלו המחנות שעמו, and the archangel Uriel and all the armies with him, לוקחים את האור הזה, they take that light, ומשום שכלול בשנה, because that light is included of two, נקרא תאומים. It's called twins, or in Hebrew twins means Gemini. Gemini is תאומים. So what is Gemini? The sign of the twins. Because why it's called twins? Because it has in this month the secret holding the two lights, the white light and the red light, into one light, two who are one. That's the definition of twins, right? And that's why the symbol of Gemini is the twins. ועל כן שולט בו בחודש הזה מזל הוא נקרא בסוד שלו. And that's why in this month, that zodiac sign, in that secret of twins, תאומים ובו ניתנה התורה, and that's why the Torah was given on Mount Sinai on this month, and not another month. ומכאן נמשכות המדרגות למטה עד שולות בשם להאיר את העולם. And all the levels of illumination, of light to the whole world, come from here. Which means, if we understand that concept of the Kabbalist, that the only way you can experience bliss in your life, which is what everybody is looking for. When somebody says, my dream is to build my dream house, or my dream home. What do you want? The marble floor, or the carpet floor, or the tiles in the bathroom, or the feeling of safety, warmth, protection, and love. What is it you're looking for? The feeling of love and safety, not the tiles, and not the carpet, and not the marble, and not the silver and the gold in the faucets. Right? That's what a human being is looking for. When he's looking for a good career, he's not looking just for the money. He's looking to feel good, productive, creative, and feeling bliss and fulfillment. When a person is looking for friendship, what does he feel? What he's looking for? He's feeling inside the need to have warmth, security, safety, and the feeling of love and fulfillment. So everything we're looking for is about that. Even when we walk around in the mall and looking for shoes, a couple of shoes, what are we looking for? Something that when we wear, we feel kind of a tingle of warmth and good bliss. Otherwise, maybe if we buy that, we don't wear it anymore. Once, twice, maybe more, not more than that, correct? So that's everywhere what we're looking for. And the secret of that bliss is in this month, the month of Gemini. And that's called the hidden light, because the hidden light of everything, because it shines and illuminates the whole world. Kol she'ar ha'mazalot, all the other signs that are ruling in other months, ein lahem peh v'lo, they don't have a mouth, they don't have a tongue, they cannot speak. Because Aries is the lamb. Can a lamb speak? No. Taurus is the ox. Can an ox speak? No. The crab of Cancer speaks? The lion of the Leo speaks? No. What about Virgo? Does she speak? Okay. Gemini, Scorpio. But Libra and Scorpio. But here he says that Gemini is the first sign that has it's a sign of a human form that has the ability to speak and to think and to talk. Together, ועל כן בתורה והגית ביום ובלילה טוב יומם כנגד הלשון. That's why it says about studying Torah and spirituality, he should think about it day and night, day for the tongue, night for the mouth. And all is one, again, Gemini. Because, you know, wise person, it's not enough that he has wise thoughts. He has also to talk wise. And there are some people that are stupid and they know to say the right words in the right time sometimes, still doesn't mean that they're wise. So it has to be the mouth and the mind together. Correct? Sometimes we don't feel it's together. Correct? So the Zohar continues in talking about that, and he's saying that all is about this thing. That on these 3 months we have a setup, and we learned that we know Aries. Aries is known as a sign of the child. is people that are always young, always good, always creative, always naive, always happy. It's like fun to have Aries around you, but they're always about themselves, right? So, okay? Although they have a lot, a good heart to share with others, but share it in such a nice way like a kid, and they get insulted if they're not being appreciated like a kid. See what I've done? Right? So, Exodus was in Aries. Because if a person really wants to reach happiness, he has to get out of the Aries within him, which is that part of just thinking about me. And then 49 days walking in the desert, you come to the 50th day, Mount Sinai Revelation, and that was when? The month of Gemini. And we learned that what happened on Mount Sinai, they were given the two tablets. And we said, like, why two tablets? God couldn't give, you know, a smaller font and write all of it on one table? One piece? Or maybe give a bigger piece of stone and write everything on one? Why two? Because the two tablets are the sign of Gemini. So if you want to know what's the sign of Gemini, it's the two tablets. What is the two tablets about? You know the story about Rabbi Akiva, and that guy came to him and said, the whole Torah was standing on one leg. And what was Rabbi Akiva's answer? Love your fellow man as you love yourself. This is the secret. Okay? Which means, you are not alone. Never see yourself as an Aries. You are, if you want to reach happiness, completion and bliss, find another person and communicate with that other person. You and them, together, create that bliss. That's the two tablets. The secret is to learn through understanding the other person, to learn the secret bliss, which means, how can I love myself and at the same time loving someone else? Isn't that the paradox? Same thing as giving and receiving at the same time. A lot of people, they feel that they have just to give, and when they receive, they feel guilt. A lot of people, they feel that they have to receive all the time, and when they give, they're not cool. Right? Both are recipe for disaster. So we'll continue with some later commentaries by the Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He lived just only 150 years ago. So, and he has another commentary and explanation about this month, but he combines the ones that we already explained. And he says, "Tzeruf Havaya Shel HaChodesh Hazeh Yud Vav KK." Now, if you look at the holy name of God, the holy name of God has four letters. Yud, the first one, represents the energy of love and kindness, sharing. The He, second letter, represents the energy of receiving. The third letter, the Vav, is the energy of balance. And the fourth letter represents the energy of manifestation of all of it and reception. Okay? So, four letters to the name of God. How many different combinations or permutations can you do mathematically to the name of God? 12. 12 permutations. You can write Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, which is the one for Aries. Yud, Hey, Hey and Vav, which is Taurus. Yud, Vav, Hey and Hey, which is Gemini. Hey, Vav, Hey and Yud, which is Cancer. It goes like this. There are 12 possible, you just play with this at home, only 12 possible permutations. Each one of them is another secret of the energy of the sign it represents. The sign of Gemini is represented by the combination Yud Vav Hey Hey. What's special about that combination? If you look at the two first letters, Yud and Vav are both male letters. They don't have width, they have only length. Okay? It's about conduit. The two Hays have width and length. They are about female, which is a receptive. Okay? So here you have the two males together, Yud and Vav in the beginning, and then the two females in the end, which is, this month is a very male energy, because the energy of this month is the energy of air. And air is the energy of, remember we said also, balance. Water is a giving, fire receiving, air the balance. Correct? So, and this, so if we remember this combination, Yud Vav Hey and Hey, this is the a letter combination that whoever knows how to meditate. Meditating on these four letters in this combination allows us to tap into the frequency of this month. And what is the Zohar revealing to us? That let's say, magical potion that is the elixir of life. Not just the elixir of life, the, how do you call it? One of the Indiana Jones, the, not the goblet? The Grail. The Holy Grail. That Holy Grail is the knowing how to balance the three forces in my life. Same thing, walking with the right foot and the left foot the same pace, so I can walk straight forward. Okay? In this month, more than any other month, we have the ability to tap into that force, that if balancing it is a secret of ongoing flow of bliss and life in our lives. And therefore, Mount Sinai Revelation, what was the main thing of Mount Sinai Revelation that we learn, is that on that day, there was the revelation of immortality. Why immortality? Because the Israelites, the Kabbalists explain, achieved total balance. They tapped into that energy of Gemini, and whoever taps into this energy of Gemini can experience immortality every minute of his life. What is immortality every minute of my life? So we said in the past, you know, Methuselah, who lived, was a human being that lived the longest ever. He lived 960 years. And you know what? He celebrated his 960th birthday, and maybe he thought he's immortal, and the next day he dropped dead. So how many years do you need to live to know that you are immortal? It's nonsense. And the Kabbalists explain, it's very simple. The Zohar explains, it's very simple. When you live one day, and during the whole day, no matter what trials and tribulations you're going through, you always manage to surf the wave and to turn any challenge into bliss, excitement, and fortune, you are immortal for that day. And the next day you have to acquire it again. And again and again and again. But if you have the secret of the Son of Gemini, you'll be able to do that. Now, he adds also that we read in the book of Formation of Abraham that Himlich Ot Zayin Behiluch V'Kashar Lo Keter Tzofan Ze Bazeh. The letter of this month is the letter Zayin. It's the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet that has the power of also manifestation. It's connected to walking. Okay? And walking with the right foot. While Aries that we started with, that's walking with the left foot. So maybe we started with the left foot because the Exodus was not that easy in the beginning. It started with a lot of strife. But finally you arrived to go with the right foot on Gemini and achieve completion. But it's also you starting to walk. Because with one foot it's not walking. It's hopping. Right? Limping. But with 2 feet you walk. And walking means already that you have the ability to balance. You have the ability to move on. You know, the Kabbalists say that humans are called walking, angels are called standing. Why? Angels never change. What for? They don't have a need. They have a job to channel energy. They don't have to change. Humans are walking because if you're really a human, you walk from one level to another every day. You transform and you change every day. You move on and on and on every day. And one of the most powerful words in your life is N-E-X-T, which is next. What is walking? You never stand. You're just moving and shifting your balance from one foot to another, and you just flow forward. Right? You're never standing. You know that if you calculate the energy that a human being is spending while walking is less than any living creature while they move forward walking on the ground. Did you know that? The energy the human being is spending while walking is less, it's the most, let's say, it's the most efficient way of an animal moving on the ground. Relatively speaking, about, you know, the mass, body mass and stuff like this, because we're not connected to the ground when we're walking, really walking, we're floating. We're just shifting, it's a game of balance. Animals, they always lean on paws or legs. We do not lean, we just flow. Okay? When flow is a sign of using right, left, right, left, sharing, receiving, creating that flow, so we can flow also in the world. So walking means also that you move on and you move on and you move on and you never stay put. Spiritual people, never hold on to anything. The Buddhists call it detachment. Because nothing is mine. What is yours? The light. But the light is always on the move. You can't stop it. Can you put the light in a box? No, it's on the move. You want to be with the light? Move like the light. Flow with the light. Don't attach to anything. Don't stick to anything. Just move on. And that's called walking. Okay? And walking means central column. Right, left, right, left, right, left, which is what's left. What is happening? The movement forward, which is the central column. Okay. Oh, now, the month is being ruled by a very special planet, which is the planet Mercury. And Mercury is called in Hebrew, Kochav. Kochav. Which translated into English, a star. Just a star. Weird, right, to call a planet a star. Okay? Now, Kochav is a very, if you look at the word, if you understand Hebrew, it's a very weird word. You can divide it into two parts. The first two letters, Kavav. Kavav is 26. 26 is the numerical value of the name of God. Remember we spoke about the four letters of the name of God, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. Numerical value is 26. Okay? Which is the energy of God. What's left? Kavbet. Kavbet is 22. What is 22? Did we speak about 22 today? The letters of the creation, right? So here you have in the planet Kochav, you have the ability to connect between the creator and the creation. The light and the vessel. Or, as in Shavuot, the holiday of Shavuot, which is celebrated on this month, one of the other names of the holiday of Shavuot is the wedding. The wedding between God and the creation. That's why, you know, there's tradition to wear white on Shavuot and to have like, it's like bridal stuff on Shavuot. And it's also the night of Shavuot is called the night of the bride preparing herself to the groom. And the reading of the Torah in the morning is like a wedding. Okay? And what is Kochav doing? He's the matchmaker. He's the matchmaker. The one who matches between the heaven and the earth, the bride and the groom, the light and the vessel, the sharing and the receiving. We know that Mercury is the messenger in the Greek mythology, is the messenger of the gods. What is the messenger of the gods? He's the one who communicates between the upper and the lower worlds. He's fast. The letter that's created according to the book of formation, created planet Mercury, is Himlich Ot Reish V'Kashar Lo Keter V'Tzar Bo Kochav Ba'Olam. Okay? So it's the letter Reish. Reish. R. Now, Resh, or in Hebrew, another word you can read it also as Rish. Rish in Hebrew means what? Poor. Rish, Rash, it's poor. Okay? Like in European languages, Rish is rich, right? In Hebrew, it is poor, right? Whatever looks rich could be also poor. Okay? Reish, if you look at the Hebrew letter Reish, it's like an empty belly. It's like this. It's empty within, it's empty from the outside, and it's whatever you have emptiness, it means what? Hunger. Desire. Okay? What does that mean? When you have hunger and desire, you have movement and you have creativity. Is that understood? Okay. When you have hunger, you know, hungry people, they generate business, they generate art. What, for instance, Rabbi Isaac Luria of the 16th century said that people that have a lot of fire in their nature, they are very good in creativity. Why? He says, you look at the fire, in the fireplace, a bonfire, you never get bored. It's always creating new shapes. Better than an aquarium. Right? It's fire. Never the same. The same thing, the people who are fire, who have fire, it means always consuming, but always creating new. Okay? So, Gemini is ruled by planet Mercury, which is always hungry to achieve, to create, and in what level? Knowledge. You know, you have that feeling of hunger in the sign of Capricorn. So they'll be working really hard to achieve a lot of money. Usually they lose it. Okay? After a while they lose it. And they always have anxiety, they're going to lose it because they lose it. So, the more anxiety, they have more hunger, that they are going to lose it and they are going to have, and they have to work harder, you know, to gain more money so they can secure themselves. Right? But that's in there. But Gemini, that is ruled by Mercury, it's an air sign. So their creativity is in the mind, the thoughts. It's a thought creativity. They won't be working so hard about something physical, about assets. That will be also another thing. They will work about assets of knowledge and wisdom. Okay? And because, you know, the word Mercury means also speed. Why? You're hungry? You're fast. Your belly is full? You're slow. So that's why they think very fast. It's an air sign, because air is another, what would you say is air? Central column. So it's central column from the point of Kochav, Mercury, the planet. Central column is because it's the third sign of the year. So it's also central column. Central column because it's Gemini, two forces as one. And it's central column because it's air. You know what does it mean? Either you have the magic of balance, or you always don't know to, you can't tell the difference. One day you're Mr. Jekyll, you're Dr. You know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You talk with a Gemini, not always you know who you're talking to. And that can change within a minute. They can even, you know, that's why they say that Geminis are amazing salespeople. Because they don't care so much about the product, they care about the issue of selling. You know, it's like communicating the idea, no matter what idea, communicating an idea to another person. Communication. Love your fellow man as you love yourself, right? Communication. So, this is a tremendous treasure. That's why, so what kind of jobs Geminis are going to take for themselves? One of the most famous is journalism. Why? A lot of information. They are very versatile. They can get into the story very fast, very easy, right? Connect to it, find the taste of it, the bliss in it, and then let go like it never happened. And move on. Detach and move on. And then move on again. And move on again. One another thing with Geminis, it's like they get bored very easily. If you invite a Gemini for dinner, whatever, don't just let him just sit around, and have small talk, because you lose him after 10 minutes to find some urgent thing doing something somewhere else. Also, if Gemini, you want to get married, or you want to get married to a Gemini, you have to understand that they like a lot of versatility, which means you have to be like having like different face every morning, different ideas every hour. Otherwise, they're going to look for it somewhere else. And that's what they say about Gemini is having, like the sailor that has a girl in every port? Because it's a Gemini. Once I gave a lecture about soulmates. You know that every human being is half of a soul. So somewhere you have your second half. And one of the major journeys you have in our lives is to find the other half. So somebody in the crowd said, only one half? So I said, oh, you must be a Gemini. She blushed and she said, how did you know? I said, like, only a Gemini can ask a question like this. It's like, only one half? It sounds terrible. Right? To be limited to one half? So that's why Geminis, when they get married, they have to marry to a fire sign. Remember about the fire? Creativity, change, versatility, all the time changing and being something else. Because, oh, now we can talk. Okay, so there's a lot of more stuff that we can talk about this month. But especially, what was given on Mount Sinai is the power of learning something that is not intellectual. It's not emotional. It's something that is intellectual. It is emotional. It is going with the right foot and at the same time going with the left foot. It's giving and it is sharing. It is light and it is the vessel. It's the heaven, it is the earth. And the ability to learn, to be able to see that it's all one. The same way, when the Israelites come to Mount Sinai, and it says, Vayichan, in single, they were camping there as a single person, although there were 600,000 people. They learn to tell, this is me, this is you, and you know what? We are one, although I am me, and you are you, and I'm not less. I'm special, you are special, and we are still one, and it doesn't contradict. It's a big secret. For most people, if I am me, it's a threat that somebody is him. That's why people, when they have a lot of power, they try to make everybody be them. Big mistake. Very painful, finally. Or they're looking for comfort zone, so looking for people that are just like me. Nobody's like you. So how can I be comfortable? Is to be connecting to that frame of reference, that frequency of Gemini, the two can be one, although there are two. There are two because they're different. If they were the same, they were one. There are two are different, but they are one. Same way, right leg, left leg are different. But they walk together, they're one. Another example is, you know the trick with the finger. Put your finger in front of your eyes. Do it. Now, close one eye, look at the finger. Now, open that eye and close the other eye. Okay? So look at the finger with the right eye, with the left eye. Do they see the same picture, each eye? No. Now look at the finger with both eyes. I hope that you see only one finger. Okay. Now, you understand that your two eyes, each one of them sees a different picture, correct? How come they do not argue who is right? In your brain, there's a central column that gives you 3D sight. It's that ability to take two and make it one. A better whole. Because with two eyes, you can see better than with one. Right? But still, although each one sees a different picture, they don't argue who is right. Because two people see different aspects together, they're closer to 360 degrees of the picture. When three people, it's more. Six people, it's more. 6 billion people. If you combine what each one sees, you get very close to the truth. But you have to listen to them. So, wish everyone a very good month that will be successful to be able to see the one in all of this diversity. Chodesh Tov. Okay, so, few announcements. So, this Shabbat we're going to celebrate here in Shavuot, the holiday of Shavuot. Now, whoever did not...